Outer Space is closer to Melbourne than Geelong, Ballarat or Bendigo. The Space Show, Wednesdays at 7pm.
We have the Space Show now till 7 o'clock. And so welcome to the Space Show. It's presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. And on this evening's The Space Show, a first and two lasts in manned spaceflight. The first man in space, do you know who that was? You should know if you're listening last week. And the last man on the moon, again, you should know that name if you were listening last week. Followed by the last space shuttle astronaut. And I'll give you a clue on that name. It's female. Well, get your diary handy, because we have events for it. So, first up, we're going to go with some music about our first person in space. Yes, have you worked it out yet? Yeah, no, it's not Neil Armstrong. It's Yuri Gagarin. Yes, he was in space 55 years ago last week. And we had part of our documentary about him last week, but we're going to have more this week. So here we go with a song called Yuri Gagarin, and it's by Volcani, a quartet problem, and the instrumentale Sebastia Tomi, and they're from Yugoslavia, and they recorded this in 1963. Yes, just 2 years after that Sputnik sound going away, we had, 2 years after Yuri Gagarin's flight in April the 12th of 1961, That song from Yugoslavia, and there are many, many other songs in celebration of the life of Yuri Gagarin. Well, we're going to play now a documentary about Yuri and his flight aboard the spacecraft, which was called Vostok, later called Vostok 1, because when they launched the second Vostok, they called it Vostok 2, and everyone sort of said, oh, okay, the first one must have been Vostok 1. And this was produced by the USSR, the Soviet Union, for propaganda purposes. So take the statements in it and in that light. But here we go with a documentary for next quarter hour about Yuri Gagarin. And those are the chimes of Radio Moscow.
Говорит Москва. Работают все радиостанции Советского Союза. Московское время 10 часов 2 минуты. Передаем сообщение ТАСС о первом в мире полете человека в космическое пространство.
This is Radio Moscow. All the stations of the Soviet Union are in operation. We are broadcasting a TASS agency report of the first manned spaceflight. This historical announcement then went on to inform the people of the USSR and the world that Major Yuri Gagarin, a citizen of the Soviet Union, was now in the spaceship Vostok in orbit around the Earth. You will hear Yuri Gagarin actually communicating with Earth during orbit, and extracts of speeches made by Premier Nikita Khrushchev and Academician Mr. Nismyanov, commemorating the achievement bringing mankind to the threshold of a new era.
Родина слышит, Родина знает, где в облаках ее сын пролетает.
You have heard a few bars of one of Gagarin's favorite songs. And now listen to Gagarin as he is about to enter the spaceship Vostok.
Дорогие друзья, близкие и незнакомые, соотечественники, люди всех стран и континентов, через несколько минут могучий космический корабль унесет меня в далекие просторы Вселенной.
Yuri Gagarin said, Dear friends, fellow countrymen and peoples of the world, in a few minutes, I shall be launched into outer space in a powerful cosmic ship. It is hard to describe my emotions, but I feel that this is the moment for which I have lived all my life. He concluded by saying that he was experiencing a unique sensation insofar that he was about to come face to face with aspects of nature never before experienced by man.
Быть первым в космосе, вступить один на один в небывалый поединок с природой. Можно ли мечтать о большем?
Soon after this, the spaceship Vostok, with Gagarin on board, was launched into orbit. And now listen to Gagarin communicating with the Earth from the spaceship Vostok. I see the Earth. Visibility good. I hear you perfectly. And sometime later, the flight is continuing well. I see the Earth. Visibility good. One can see everything. Some space is covered by cumulus cloud. And then again, I am continuing with the flight. Everything normal. Everything working perfectly, pressing on. And sometime later, Yuri Gagarin reported again. Feeling well. I am in good spirits. I'm continuing with the flight. Everything is going well. The machine is working normally. the reception of Gagarin in the Red Square, Moscow, April the 14th, 1961.
Дорогие товарищи, разрешите мне митинг трудящихся города Москвы, посвященной великой всемирной исторической победе советского народа, успешному осуществлению первого в мире космического полета нашего дорогого соотечественника Гагарина Юрия Алексеевича объявить открытым. Предоставляется первому в мире космонавту товарищу Юрию
Алексеевичу. Гагарин has now been introduced to the thousands of his fellow countrymen assembled here in Red Square. Now Гагарин speaks to them.
Родные мои соотечественники, дорогой Никита Сергеевич, товарищи руководители партии и правительства. Прежде всего, разрешите мне принести искреннюю благодарность Центральному комитету моей родной коммунистической партии.
Гагарин has sincerely thanked the Central Committee of the Soviet Communist Party, the Soviet government and all the Soviet people for having made his flight possible. He said that whilst he was in orbit, his spirits were sustained and he was encouraged by the knowledge of the trust and confidence placed in him, an ordinary pilot of the USSR, for the opportunity to undertake this mission. He then concluded,
"К славной партии, к нашей советской родине, к нашему героическому трудовому народу вдохновила меня и дала мне силы совершить этот подвиг.
Слово предоставляется первому секретарю Центрального комитета Коммунистической партии Советского Союза и председателю
Совета. Mr. Khrushchev is now about to address the gathering.
Никите Сергеевичу Хрущеву.
Дорогие товарищи, дорогие друзья, граждане всего мира, я обращаюсь к вам с чувством великой радости и гордости. Впервые в истории человек с планеты Земля.
Comrades, friends and citizens of the world, I address you on the occasion of the first manned flight into outer space. I feel great joy and pride that for the first time in history, a man from the planet Earth has burst through into outer space on a spaceship built through the combined efforts of Soviet scientists, workers, technicians, and engineers. You will now hear Mr. Khrushchev tell the world, "We shall continue the exploration of outer space and continue to reveal nature's secrets to serve laws of peace.
Мы подчеркиваем на службу миру.
And then Mr. Khrushchev concludes his speech.
Да здравствуют народы Советского Союза, строители коммунизма!
And now you will hear Mr. Nismyanov, academician, during the press conference held in Moscow.
Господа, 12 апреля 1961 года в Советском Союзе впервые в истории был выведен на орбиту спутник Земли, космический корабль «Восток».
On April 12th, the Soviet Union put into orbit around the Earth the spaceship Vostok, the East. This spaceship, as you know, was piloted by our first space pilot, Yuri Alexeyevich Gagarin. This was in the morning. The spaceship went into an orbit with a perigee of 175 kilometers. The apogee was 302 kilometers. The period of revolution was 89.1 minutes. The weight of the spaceship, and here I include Yuri Alexeyevich's weight, was 4,725 kilograms. The spaceship was equipped with everything necessary to assure a safe space flight and safe landing. Many of the spaceship's systems were duplicated. There were instruments on board the spaceship which enabled the pilot at any moment to determine his whereabouts in orbit. Continuous two-way radio communication was maintained with the pilot. It began before the ship took off and continued throughout the flight. I would like to pay tribute here to the extraordinary courage, self-control, and fortitude of Yuri Alexeyevich Gagarin. During the night prior to the flight, in accordance with his doctor's instructions, Yuri Alexeyevich slept soundly. He was awakened a few hours before. His pulse count was 70-75 counts a minute, just as it was before he had gone to bed. This was also his pulse count throughout the preparations for flight and during takeoff. He was in high spirits, joked, and this fortified everyone's confidence in the success of the flight. When he was told that the command had been given for starting the... he said cheerfully, "Let's get off." During the boost stage of the flight, when the pilot had to endure the action of acceleration forces, vibration, and noise, he maintained continuous radio communication with the ground and reported not only his own condition, but the necessary readings of the instruments. And as soon as the space pilot had passed the denser layers of the atmosphere and was able to see the Earth, his first words were, "How beautiful it looks." Throughout the rest of the flight, he was in continuous radio communication with the ground. At 9:52, when passing over South America, he reported that the flight was proceeding normally and that he felt in good condition. At 10:25, the retro engine of the rocket was switched on, and the spaceship, with its pilot, began to descend out of orbit to make its landing in a prearranged spot. At 10:55, the Vostok made a safe landing. A great feat has thus been performed, and a new, illustrious page inscribed in the history of our civilization.
Thousands of telegrams addressed to the Soviet people, the government of the USSR, and Yuri Gagarin personally were received from all over the world. Among them were telegrams from the President of the United States, Mr. Kennedy, from Prime Minister of Great Britain, Mr. Macmillan, from the President of the French Republic, General de Gaulle, and many other leading statesmen of the world. We now close this unique and historical record of this epoch-making event with another of Yuri Gagarin's favorite songs entitled I Love You Life.
Шагаю с работы устала, я люблю тебя жить, и хочу, чтобы лучше ты стала.
And that documentary was prepared by the Soviet Union, presumably someone in the Radio Moscow, and distributed around the world in 1961 to celebrate the anniversary of, well, to celebrate the flight of Vostok 1 with Yuri Gagarin, the first man in space. That happened 55 years ago last week. Well, public service broadcasting is the collective name for English musicians Will Goose and Wigglesworth. In 2014, they released their 9-track compact disc, The Race for Space, which told the story of the development of space from 1957's Sputnik 1 right through to 1972's Apollo 17. The track Gagarin is done in a pseudo-funk high superhero style. The song captures the triumph and exuberance of the early 1960s. At the same time, a bit of melancholy creeps in towards the end of the song. This foreshadows Gagarin's tragic death in a plane crash just 7 years after his epoch-starting Earth orbit aboard Vostok 1.
This is Moscow. This is Moscow calling. On the 12th of April, the Soviet Union orbited a spaceship around the Earth with a man on board. The astronaut is a Soviet citizen, Major Gagarin Yuri Alexeyevich. Over the threshold of our homeland. The whole planet knew him and loved him.
Gagarin.
Was it hazardous? Yes, it was. The first strides into the unknown were about to be made. The hero who blazed the trail to the stars.
Yuri Gagarin, as he orbited the Earth 190 miles above us. Astronaut to Earth, I can see forests, rivers, cumulus clouds all around. Everything's so beautiful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Applause there. That was Gagarin, Gagarin by Public Service Broadcasting. Yeah, they come from England. Now, 45 years ago this week, in fact, yesterday, the Soviet Union launched its first space station. It was launched on 1971, April the 19th, and was followed on April the 23rd by the launch of Soyuz 10. And 5.5 hours later, it docked with Salyut 1. However, the three cosmonauts aboard were unable to go aboard Salyut 1, so they had no choice but to undock and landed after 32 orbits and 48 hours in space. And, of course, they landed, as usual, in Kazakhstan. Well, on June 9, the Soviets launched Soyuz 11, and it docked successfully with Salyut 1. And this time, whatever problem caused the problems on Soyuz 10, the problem was solved, and the three cosmonauts went on board and lived there for 22 days. Then, on June the 29th, they landed in Kazakhstan. However, the crew died when a pressure equalization valve opened at the time of separating the orbital module. This is when the thing is still in the vacuum of outer space, and the crew were not wearing spacesuits. Well, Salyut 1 was never boarded again, and it decayed from orbit in 1971, October the 11th. So there we have it, 45 years ago, the Soviet Union's first space station. Well, in fact, it was indeed the world's first space station, because the Americans didn't launch their first space station, Skylab, until 1973.